From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The public still does not know some election results from voting in village elections on March 21st. One update in Chatham, the trustee election for two seats is a bit unusual. Peter Minahan got the most votes with 157. Brandon Gaylord received 55 votes. But Ralph O'Mara Garcia received 124 write-in votes to take the second seat. Voters are still waiting for results from Hunter in Greene County and Kinderhook, Philmont, and Valencia in Columbia County. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that prison officials across the state are still regularly putting prisoners in solitary confinement a year after New York enacted laws to prevent the prolonged solitary confinement of inmates. Putting people in solitary confinement for extended periods has long been viewed as torture, but prison officials are violating the new rules, according to a report by the Correctional Association of New York, an independent organization authorized to monitor prison conditions. The group found there has been, and I quote, numerous departures from basic adherence, end quote, to the Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement Act, which took effect last year after being signed into law in March 2021 by former Governor Andrew Cuomo. The report found that some inmates are being held in isolation in special housing units for, and I quote, six times the legal limit, end quote. Some people not allowed in solitary confinement because of the new rules still are being held in solitary confinement, including those age 21 or younger and 55 or older, or who suffer from mental, medical, or physical disabilities. Individuals being held in, and I quote, residential rehabilitative units, end quote, transitional disciplinary units are supposed to get 6 hours of, and I quote, out of cell, end quote, programming and an additional hour of recreation, but often are not allowed out or are held in restraints. The report wants the Corrections Department to, and I quote, publicly articulate explanations for its lack of adherence to or full implementation of each of HALT's requirements and outline steps that can be taken now to follow the law's requirements, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern in Columbia Green Media checks in with two local banks about what they are doing after two large U.S. bank failures in the past 10 days. Share prices of three of the publicly held community banks of Green and Columbia counties have dropped, with the Bank of Green County stock value down 12.7% and a 9.7% loss at Pioneer Bank and a 4.2% loss at Community Bank. That's somewhat better than some larger banks, such as Citigroup and Wells Fargo, where stock values have fallen 8-14%. Bank of Greene County President Donald Gibson listed some of the differences between his bank and the ones that failed, saying, and I quote, they didn't have a diversified customer base and didn't have a well-balanced portfolio, end quote. SunMark Credit Union President Frank DeGraw said, and I quote, in the days since the news of Silicon Valley Bank's collapse, we have not seen an outflow of deposits from SunMark Credit Union. Our membership is far more diverse, and we are structured very differently than the banks that are failing. Our members understand that we are a strong financial institution that has successfully weathered significant market challenges over our 85-plus years and have confidence in their relationship with us, end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The New York State Department of Transportation is closing one lane of the Taconic State Parkway in each direction between Exit 80 at State Route 82 and County Route 10 in the town of Taconic beginning at 7 a.m. March 22nd through 5 p.m. March 24th to work on bridge maintenance. Fines are double for speeding in a work zone. Motorists are warned. Convictions of two or more speeding violations in a work zone could result in the suspension of an individual's driver's license. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.